Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have a small announcement to make. Due to the delay, we are proposing that we start the adoption at around 3. And the secretary is working hard to make sure we are able to convince our good interpreters to keep up with us. Is that agreed? Thank you. Again, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we are ready to start our agenda, our last agenda item, that's the adoption of the report. And before we really start looking at the report, we are fortunate again to have with us Mr. Sumsi, the Assistant Director General, and he would like to say a word to give us the necessary energy to continue. Please, Mr. Sumsi, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It's just to thanks for this hard and long work that you are making these days. I know that it is a very long sessions, very difficult decisions and discussions. And I know that your job is very important for to facilitate the coming session of the Codex Commission. I would like to recognize your good job. And I would like to express again the FAO commitment and my own commitment to support all the works of the Codex and related activities of Codex and this executive committee that I think and more will be an important piece to bridge the technical work of the special committees and technical committees with the general sessions of the Commission of Codex. Thank you very much, and I will see you the next week. It's a long even work. Thank you very much, all of you. Thank you.
After that very encouraging note from one of the senior officers within FAO, I'm now, first of all, let me apologize for the late availability of some of the versions of the reports, especially the French and the Spanish versions. And indeed, due to reasons beyond the control of either the chair or the secretariat, and I hope the apology is accepted. And can we go to our report now, and we could look at paragraphs 1 to 6, please. Any comments? Thank you very much. Vice Chair Karen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One comment on paragraph 5. The last phrase of this paragraph, which reads, and recommended final adoption of all standards and related text, which are not specifically mentioned in the discussion below, implies to me that if there is comment in the discussion below, that perhaps endorsement wasn't achieved. That would not necessarily be a problem, except in some of the subsequent paragraphs, it's not clear to me that the executive committee endorsed or failed to endorse. There doesn't, in my opinion, need to be a change to this sentence if we clarify in the subsequent paragraphs what our decision was, endorsement or not. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson. That is very true. In fact, even the other ones with some comments on, we endorsed. So we need to look for a text that will not only reflect the fact that the ones without comments were endorsed, but indeed, even the ones with comments were also endorsed. Secretary has understood it. Please, Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Among the texts which were submitted for adoption under Agenda Item 2A, we followed the list of documents that were forwarded to Step 8 or Step 5 of the Accelerate procedure, and there was no concern about the shape of those standards. So we can simply delete the last phrase of the sentence in paragraph 5, and I will read the new paragraph 5 as follows. The committee made the following comments and recommendations on certain draft standards and related texts submitted for adoption, and recommended final adoption of all standards and related texts, full stop. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. That really says exactly what we agreed. Seeing no any other comment, can we go to paragraph 7 to paragraph 11, please? Member Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Muy buenos días a todos. Tengo un comentario en el párrafo 10. En la penúltima línea se hace una referencia a que el comité alcanzó una solución satisfactoria. En realidad prefería cambiar la expresión comité, que en el reporte se usa para referirse al comité ejecutivo, por las siglas CCFFV, ya que el que alcanzó estas soluciones fue el Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas. Y muy relacionado con el comentario anterior de la vicepresidenta Hollebach, iba a sugerir que se insertara un párrafo señalando que se sugirió que se adoptara la norma, pero en vista de la enmienda del secretariado, preguntaría si ya no es necesario. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, member Latin American Caribbean. For the paragraph 5, the recommendation, the new text as read by the secretary, did adequately indicate that we actually adopted all the texts except, and even those with comments as they appear here. And with regards to your second observation, I think that is in order. We can replace the second committee with the CCFFV. Any other observation? Member near North America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This relates to paragraph 8. I guess there are two questions, perhaps. Just wondering if the subsequent discussion relating to the in paragraph 133 that relates to the review of the format for commodity standards and relations between commodity and general committees would have any impact on this particular paragraph. But perhaps more importantly, is it clear from this that what we have recommended is moving ahead with the general standard, but that the consequential amendments should not be applied at this stage? Yeah. Okay, so if we, for example, it says it was also agreed to refer Annex 1 to CCFA and recommend it should be forwarded to active commodity committees as appropriate. So the review of the terms of reference for relationships with the committees, is there any impact on that? The second being, is it clear that we had not recommended moving forward with consequential amendments? And the referral of Annex 1 to CCFA and forwarding that to commodity committees, is it understood that first the work happens on the general standard, then the subsequent... Plus the reference to active commodity committees, we could also have some of the Senadilla committees involved in this review. And so we may want to look at that word active committees, because we will have to consider how the Senadilla committees proceed with the review as well.
Thank you, Member North America. But paragraph 8 summarizes very well the discussion in the room at that material time. And unless we have a better text to remove any ambiguity or any confusion that might arise when on reference to Annex 1, otherwise the paragraph does capture, in summary, of course, not in in details, but in summary, what we discussed. Member Nia, North America, please.
Yes, no, certainly it's not disagreement on what we feel is the intent of the paragraph. I guess the first would be, should we have the word active commodity committees referred to? The second would be what we mean by as appropriate. So it's forwarding the annex to the committees, but doesn't it really indicate what we anticipate will be done with the annex? So is it anticipated that they would be immediately undertaking work to review it, or is it clearly understood that first the general standard would be completed?
Yeah, so the issues, the words active commodity and as appropriate. Secretary, could you have some suggestion, please?
First of all, I'd like to observe that the point now raised by the member for North America is not up to the issue of whether Article 8 or Paragraph 8 correctly summarize the decision and discussion of the committee, or paragraph 133 summarizes correctly the conclusion of the committee. I think the member is raising the issue of whether there is full consistency in the decision taken by the last 3 years by this committee. So probably this is a matter of substance and goes beyond the task given to today for us to adopt the draft, the standard. Of course, there can be different arguments on that matter, but I think it is rather of the substantive nature and cannot be addressed fully at this point of time. This is the Secretariat's observation. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. But the word active commodity, if we were to delete active, and maybe use word relevant commodity.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the recollection of Secretariat, the committee did agree to refer Annex 1 of the working group document to CCFA and to recommend that it should be forwarded to active commodity committees as appropriate. And as long as that was the conclusion of the committee, it cannot be changed during the adoption of the report. And of course, this is, at this stage, this is a recommendation which this committee reports and forward to the commission. So the commission has the full authority if whether to take up this recommendation as is or with modification. Thank you.
Vice Chairperson Wim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would recall that at the time we discussed this issue that I also took the floor because I was not entirely sure of what we had agreed, following also at that time an intervention from the member of North America. My problem is, Mr. Chairman, that where we say in the first line that the committee agreed that no consequential amendments should be made to the commodity standards at this stage is a little bit in contrast with the last sentence. My understanding is that what we discussed, that we says we will postpone work for the time being on the proposals made in the annex, and that the food additives committee would give highest priority in the finalization of the general standard, and that we accepted for the time being inconsistencies, and that only after the additives committee had finalized its work on general standard, that then the amendments included in the annex would be taken on board. And in that regard, the last sentence of paragraph 8 is ambiguous, and so, and yes, there was also, I guess that was Europe, who said, but also we should take into account the expertise in the commodity committees, and he said, yes, of course. So the flow of thinking was postpone work on the annex, ask the additives committee to finalize the general standard as a matter of priority, and after that, only after that, take on board the proposals in the annex and also make use of the expertise in the relevant committees. So I guess that the changes, it is not only the active commodity committees, but also those are seen in DA, but it is also the timing when we will take on board the amendments proposed in the annex. So I would say that it also agreed for instance, to put into brackets when the general standard is finalized. After as appropriate. This is my understanding of the discussion and what we agreed, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson Wim. And Secretary, you are checking the notes.
We have checked the notes, and according to our records, the summary was proposed exactly in the way it is set out in the last two sentences of paragraph 8, and there was no conditions attached to the timing as to when to refer Annex 1 to active committees. So the Secretariat views that there are still several approaches open. The conclusion was reached by this committee to this effect. And Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'm a bit reopening the discussion of the record. Of course, it is up to the recipient community committees to decide how to deal with Annex 1. And if they feel that there is no problem in aligning the provisions of commodity standards immediately with the GSFA, and then the commodity committee and the added foods committee will be in total agreement, and there will be no problem in immediately aligning and eliminating inconsistencies. But if the two committees hold a different view, then inconsistencies will remain. And the most likely course of action will be that the resolutions of matter would await the finalization of the GSFA. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I think with this information, we can continue, please. We were through to paragraph 11. Can we go to paragraphs 12 through paragraphs 18, please. Member, Latin American Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. No es un comentario, un párrafo concreto, sino un párrafo que no aparece en relación a el documento que viene del Comité de Principios Generales sobre análisis de riesgos, que fue un punto que recordarán los distinguidos miembros del comité que levanté en su oportunidad y no aparece reflejado en el reporte. Entonces me gustaría solicitar que se integrara un párrafo al respecto porque además generó comentarios de otros miembros de este comité. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, and that is, it's not happening, and it's not seen anywhere. So can we come back to it as soon as we finish the discussions on this agenda item, I mean the paragraphs on this agenda item, and see if it's not covered?
And can we ask him to suggest a specific sentence?
And member, Latin American Caribbean, could you, in the meantime, work out for a text that would insert in one of the paragraphs, if you don't mind, please. Any other observation on paragraphs 12 to 18, please? No? Then we adopt those. Can we go to paragraphs 18 down to paragraph 25, please? Africa, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. J'ai juste un problème avec le paragraphe 23. Je demanderai au secrétariat de bien vouloir lire la version française. Il semble que la dernière phrase qui commence après la virgule et qui dit « Le comité est convenu de recommander l'adoption des deux projets, des deux avant-projets de normes à l'étape 5 en tant que projet de normes régionale et une ultérieure élaboration au sein du CC Asia en tant que norme régionale. Je n'ai pas compris le sens de cette phrase. Est-ce qu'on veut dire la conversion ultérieure en norme mondiale? En tous les cas, il y a un problème. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see now some ambiguity in the last sense of paragraph 23. So I propose to slightly change the word of the final sentence, the second and final sentence of paragraph 23. At the beginning, there will be no change, taking into account the outcome of the discussion on regional standards under agenda item 6B, on the structure and mandate of codex committees and task forces, see paragraph, we will insert a number. The committee agreed to recommend adoption of both proposed draft standards at step 5 as draft regional standards and further elaboration in CC Asia with a view to finalization as regional standards. Full stop. With a view to finalization as regional standards. Full stop. Thank you.
Coordinator Africa, now I think it's slightly clear. Coordinator Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Actually, I have the same issue but different opinion. In the last sentence, my understanding is that nobody knows this standard will be regional or international. So CC Asia or the other regional coordinating committee can deal with the regional commodities, or this standard can be converted to the international, then some other commodity committee will take over that issues. So in this case, I think this wording is not flexible. So I would like to suggest that this is the last phrase should be revised as follows, like this. It reads, and further elaboration in the CC Asia as a regional standard, changed. And further elaboration in the CC Asia with a view to finalization as a regional standard, right? But I think it should be converted like this. It reads, and further elaboration of the same standard, full stop. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Well, can I suggest we postpone this discussion on paragraph 23 until we would have come to paragraphs 114? Because this, what is being reflected here is based on what we had agreed when we are discussing 6B and in particular Proposal 8. So what we agreed was the document were to be developed in CC Asia and it has to be finalized within CC Asia to Step 8. This is what is being reflected here. Maybe the language is not very clear, but this is what is being reflected. Coordinator Africa, please.
D'après mes souvenirs, à ce stade de discussion, on avait parlé de la conversion éventuelle en norme mondiale. Et c'est après avoir repris la discussion au niveau du 6B que nous avons décidé d'appliquer à titre provisoire les recommandations et donc de ne penser à reconvertir les normes en normes mondiales qu'après l'étape 8. Donc, moi je ne me rappelle pas qu'on avait à ce stade de discussion convenu d'achever. On ne parle pas d'élaboration parce que les normes sont déjà élaborées. Le mot élaboration français, ça veut dire commencer la préparation d'une norme. Donc c'est l'achèvement de ces normes en tant que normes régionales. Donc aller de l'étape 5 à l'étape 8, continuer la procédure pour leur adoption en tant que normes régionales. Mais on ne reparle pas d'une ultérieure élaboration parce que les avant-projets sont déjà élaborés. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Member Africa, you understand both translations, versions, so maybe you can help us out.
Chair, I don't think it's a matter of translation. It's both texts are the same in English or in French. What I suggest is that we are examining proposed draft standard and related as step 5. That's the title. And it's true, we are mentioning the issue of conversion into standard. But where we have adopted or proposed adoption at step 5 as regional standard, and we leave it there, full stop, without mentioning any, because we know we have an elaboration procedure. It should follow up the normal elaboration procedure as it is adopted not at step 5 as a regional standard, and we leave it there. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I think members have forgotten that there was a recommendation from CC Asia that after step 5, it goes to worldwide commodity committee, and that's why we had to put up this statement to emphasize the fact that we didn't take up the recommendation from CC Asia. So I think with the changes recommended by the Secretariat quite well captures what we discussed. Can we then please go to, if there aren't any comments between 19 and 25, can we go to paragraphs 26 down to 33, please? Member, Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. No quiero detener el progreso, nada más tengo un comentario pequeño en el párrafo 22 para reflejar el sentido del comentario y quizá ayudar a este comité a tomar el papel que le corresponde en el análisis crítico. Voy a hacer el comentario en inglés porque es la versión del reporte que tenía a la vista. So at the end of the first line on paragraph 22, I would suggest that after applied, to insert the words by the executive committee in the critical review process. I repeat, by the executive committee in the critical review process. And the intent is to foster the role of the executive committee in managing work, standards work codex. Thank you.
Latin America, but that makes it clearer. I think that is something we can agree. Member Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Chairman. My comments relate to para 33. While I like what has been written, I'm not sure that was in fact what was decided by the committee. What we had, it was a very short intervention. What we had suggested was that the scope of the standard for frozen abalone was narrow and that it should be widened to cover other gastropods, and sought that this matter be referred, that they sought support of the executive committee to refer this matter to the next session of CCFFP. So I would like to suggest a small modification to the paragraph 33, which would now read, following the suggestion made from the member for Southwest Pacific, that, and delete the words, the executive committee agreed, and then follow on with the rest of the sentence, that the scope of the standard, and we insert following words, was too narrow and should be widened to cover other gastropods. Then we continue with some new words. The executive committee agreed to refer this issue for further concern of CCFFP. So essentially what we are saying is that we made this point and the executive agreed that this should be discussed further at the next session of CCFFP. That was the extent to which we made a representation on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Southwest Pacific. I'm sure we can live with that proposal. Coordinator for Africa.
Je ne sais pas si on peut revenir à la paragraphe 23 pour faire une proposition de rédaction de la dernière phrase. Donc,
Unfortunately, Coordinator for Africa, I think we had concluded on that one. I'm sorry, I don't think I'm going back to paragraph 23. We are already on paragraphs 26 down to 33. I concluded that the suggestion, the change by the Secretariat did capture very well the spirit in the room as when we were discussing this agenda item. And I understand you are not linking the discussion we had on Proposal 8 and the postponement of the discussion on making any decision on this agenda item before we discuss Proposal 8. So I'm sorry, I don't think we can go back to 23 again, and I had concluded that let's adopt the suggestion from the Secretariat. That is, we deleted as regional standards, and we added with a view to finalize as regional standards. Okay? I'm sorry. Can we hear any comments, further comments on paragraphs 26 to 33? Member, Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Un comentario pequeño en el párrafo 29. Hacia el final de la primera línea, y de nuevo voy a pasar al inglés. Also recommended that, and then include the words, as a separate issue, and then continue, the Committee on Contaminants. This is to make consistent this conclusion with the paragraph immediately above. And I do have ready the proposal for the CCGP issue when you want me to suggest it. Thank you.
Thank you, Member, Latin America and the Caribbean. And I had said we would come to the proposal after we had finished the agenda items, paragraphs on this agenda item, and now is the right time if you can give us the proposed text.
Gracias, señor presidente. Se insertaría, me parece, después del párrafo 15, un nuevo encabezado que dijera Comité del Códex sobre Comité sobre Principios Generales. Y el nuevo párrafo se leería: el miembro representante de América Latina y el Caribe señaló que existen en la región opiniones divergentes en relación con él. Y entonces el título del documento, Proyecto de Principios de Aplicación Práctica por Parte de los Gobiernos para el Análisis de Riesgos de Inocuidad de los Alimentos. Y preguntó al secretariado si es posible la adopción al trámite 5.8 desde el punto de vista del procedimiento con opiniones divididas. Esto refleja en forma prácticamente exacta mi intervención, y a continuación agregaría: otros miembros y coordinadores apoyaron la adopción del documento. Conjuntando esto con el hecho de que el párrafo 5 deja claro que se propuso la adopción definitiva de todos los documentos bajo este punto de la agenda, creo que esto sería suficiente, a no ser que los distinguidos coordinadores y representantes de otras regiones quieran que se listen sus intervenciones por nombre. Gracias, señor presidente.
Member, Latin American Caribbean, the secretary would like to make some slight modification that will capture more the discussion on that. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm trying to give the best sense of what was said, and I would like to propose through you, Mr. Chairman, a slightly different, and I hope this would the improvements to the text proposed by the distinct member from Latin America and the Caribbean. The new text, together with the subtitle for Committee on General Principles, will be inserted between paragraph 12 and 13 in order to follow the same order in which the committee discussed these issues. So under the title for Committee on General Principles, the following text could be inserted. The member for Latin America and the Caribbean recalled that there were divergence of opinions in the region with respect to the working principles, and we will put the full title of the working principles, and wondered whether it was appropriate to propose the adoption of the text at step 5/8 from the procedural point of view. Full stop. Other members and coordinators, comma, recalling the work made and decision taken by the Committee on General Principles, comma, supported the adoption of the document. Full stop. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, and I'm sure member Latin America Caribbean is comfortable with that addition. Seeing no any other observations, then can we continue? We had covered 26 to 33. Can we continue from 34 to 39, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? Seeing none, then we shall adopt those paragraphs. Can we continue from paragraphs 40 to 44, please? Member Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una inserción muy pequeña en el párrafo 40 por congruencia con la decisión que se toma más adelante. En la tercera línea, después, a la mitad de la tercera línea, en la versión en inglés, añadir después de la palabra be, in principle. La expresión in principle. A esto a fin de hacer congruente el texto con la decisión que se toma más adelante, de que en principio deben de ser desarrolladas hasta el paso 5.8. Lo anterior, sobre todo por la norma del chile, no, de la salsa de chile, no tanto por la salsa de sagú. Gracias.
Thank you, member Latin America and the Caribbean, but much as your suggestion is tempting, but I'm very sure I was very clear and emphatic, in fact, that the work should be done in the respective committee, and I did not really leave a room for an option. And if we insert precisely what you are suggesting, we leave room for option, and this will be not in agreement with what we had agreed and the discussion we had on Proposal 8. Member Near East, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. تصحيح بسيط في الفقرة 41. من طلب التوضيح هو منسق إقليم الشرق الأدنى وليس عضو من إقليم الشرق الأدنى في الفقرة 41. في الفقرة 42 رغم أنني لم ألاحظ في التقرير متى يتم ذكر العضو ومتى لا يتم ذكره، إلا أنه في الفقرة 42 طلبنا كعضو الشرق الأدنى أن يعمم موضوع دراسة المخاطر الميكروبولوجية في الدجاج الصغير، أن تعمم على كل الدواجن، فأرجو الإشارة إلى مطلب الشرق الأدنى. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, member Near East. With regards to the correction on paragraph 41, I think that is very much in order. And the other one, I did not understand it. Maybe, Secretary, you understood his intervention? Secretary, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We have been checking our own notes, and under this particular agenda sub-item, and there was only one intervention from the member for Near East, and the member raised basically two points. The member referred to the eating habits of the population of a wider range of births, including the communities that occasionally eat chicken of older age. That was the first point made by the member. And second point made by the member was that in the view of the member, the hazards, the Campylobacter and Salmonella, may not have substantive evidence of creating foodborne disease, but instead, avian influenza was perceived by many countries, regions as a serious threat, and some work could be done in that regard. So therefore, in our notes, there is no specific record of the request being made to conduct risk assessment that would address the risks associated with birds other than broiler. However, there was a discussion of the committee on the scope and desirability of extending the scope of this document beyond broilers, and that was the discussion that developed around the intervention made by the representative of WHO. And the representative's interventions is recorded in paragraph 44. This is what our notes show. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Coordinator, Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Es en referencia a la versión en español del párrafo 41. En la última oración, donde se menciona al país exportador, debería decir, ya hubiese sido autorizada en el país exportador y haya sido detectado en un país importador. Falta el haya sido detectado en el medio. Gracias.
Thank you, Coordinator Latin American Caribbean. I think the translation will be looked at and aligned accordingly. If there are no any other observations on paragraphs 40 to 44, can we continue, please, to paragraphs 45 through 51? Any observations on those paragraphs? None. Thank you very much. Those are adopted. Can we go to paragraphs 52 down to 57, please? Vice Chair Othman, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a small point which I thought was important for clarity purposes and also to give due recognition to the work of FAO in the area of street foods. I would propose in paragraph 56, line 3 from the bottom, to add after the words, taking into account the guidance provided by FAO and WHO, the following words, including the code of practice for street vended foods for Asia, which was developed during an FAO workshop in Kuala Lumpur prior to the 8th session of the FAO/WHO Coordinating Committee for Asia. I thought that this information would be very useful for those who are not present at this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Othman. It's a useful information, but unfortunately we didn't cover it during our discussions, I think.
Yes, okay.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I recall I provide those information
you
during
provide
the
it.
Subject. Yes, I can provide the text to the Secretariat.
No, okay. But, let the Secretary check, please. Vice Chair, can you provide some text? Yeah? Okay. Please, we shall insert the text. Coordinator Near East, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Shukran. أشير إلى رقم 55 في السطر الثاني. Several coordinators. هل من ممكن أن نعرف ال coordinators الذين كان لهم رأي هنا؟ لهم أفريقيا، آسيا، الشرق الأدنى وأمريكا اللاتينية. لطفا.
Well, I mean, after mentioning all those, one would wonder who has not been mentioned, because it's almost the whole list. But when it says several coordinators, and you have mentioned Near East, it's almost inclusive. of all the coordinators. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We can certainly do this, but for the consistency's sake, we could identify the two coordinators, the coordinators for Latin America and the Caribbean, and for Africa, comma, while recalling that similar code existed in their region, and the rest of the sentence would flow as is. Thank you.
Thank you, coordinator for Near East, and that has been accommodated. Director WHO, sorry, I mean, you are just beside me, and it's unfortunate you are parallel with me and I cannot see. Sorry. WHO, please.
It's because WHO is aligned with Codex, you know. So I have a suggestion in 57, because I think we should delete my first and best argument. Because when it says here, noted that differences between approaches and regulations among countries existed in several areas, this only works if there was a preceding argument, which there was in the discussion, saying that because there was some differences, then we shouldn't have the global rules. So it doesn't work when the preceding argument is not there. So I suggest to take everything out between noted and but. And then I suggest to take in the third line the words which were of general application and put them at the end, because the issue that they were of general application works for both these documents. And then I suggest to finalize that sentence with the words showing that global descriptions of best practice in this area is possible. So the last words would be showing that global descriptions of best practice in this area is possible. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Could you repeat it again, please, the whole sentence? I mean, para as it reads now.
Okay, so the para would read, the representative of WHO drew the attention of the committee to the principles in A Guide to Healthy Food Markets, as well as the essential requirements for street-vended foods, which were of general application, showing that global descriptions of best practice in this area is possible. I'm sure the English can be improved.
Thank you, WHO, and Secretary, please, to area proposal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My first proposal proved to be extremely unpopular. Let me make another proposal. The coordinators for... sorry. No. Mr. Chairman, my understanding that we have already left paragraph 57. Mr. Chairman, I would like to reformulate the proposal I made on the second sentence of paragraph 55. The sentence would read as follows. The coordinators for Africa, for Latin America and the Caribbean, and for the Near East, comma, while recalling that similar cause already existed in two codex regions, comma, propose to develop an internal code rather than a series of regional codes, and the rest of the sentence remain unchanged. Thank you.
Netta Niaist, that is much better, right?
Much better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sayyid Rais, shukran Sayyid Rais. بالنسبة لـ 57 يعني أنا هنا قرأت الإنجليزي وقرأت العربي ولكن ليس هناك وضوح كافي بالنسبة لهذه بالنسبة لـ 57 باللغة العربية هناك مشكلة في الترجمة وخصوصا في نهاية الفقرة اللي هي عفوا آسف سيد الرئيس هو 56 وليس 57 56 في نهاية الفقرة يعني إذا رأى الأعضاء أن ذلك ضروري ما هو المقصود هنا بالأعضاء ولكن أيضا هو الحال بالنسبة كلغة عامة مستعملة هنا غير واضحة فأرجو أن يكون هناك طريقة لتوضيح المعنى باللغة العربية وشكرا سيد الرئيس
Thank you, Coordinator for NIA East, and members also appear in English. And Secretary, please.
In the last sentence of paragraph 56, probably we could avoid this uncertainty by replacing the words members by the term codex members. And I do believe that was the intention. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Any other observations on 52 through down to 57? None. Coordinator Near East? Sorry. Can we then go to paragraphs 58 down to 63, please? Coordinator Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paragraph 63, just a small precision in the last sentence, which starts off right at the bottom of the paragraph, which starts off with these members, therefore proposed to. I would like to propose the insertion of the following words, that the executive committee should, so the sentence would read, these members therefore proposed that the executive committee should, and then continue with exercise, just to precise the text. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator Europe. Those words are added. Member North America, please.
Just a very small point, Mr. Chair. In paragraph 61, indicating the chair of CCFL had not been able to provide comments due to short delays. I believe I mentioned due to travel status. Yeah. Okay.
That'll be changed. Thank you, member in North America. Member Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, I have the same concern with the coordinator for Near East. We have only here seven members, and then when it comes all the time, 58, 62, 63, and so on, there are many like that towards the end, when they refer to some members. We are not so many so that they cannot name those and we should always recognize that we represent here if in the context of a codex, a member is a country. So if we think that we represent many countries here as member representing one region, then it's confusing. So it's important to really call the names of those members, for member for Africa or member for Latin America and Caribbean, and so it's so to avoid the confusion with the members.
Thank you. I remember at the very beginning, as we are starting, one of the requests that was made by the secretary is to allow him to make us short but well understood notes and minutes. And well, we can agree to say member, Near East member, Southern Pacific, but again, it's the same people, same members, and when we are saying member, it's with respect to the representation in the executive committee. But secretary, what do you have to say on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You are perfectly right that we already have agreed, and not in this circle, but within the codex system at large, that it is in the interest of the whole membership to produce short and succinct and outcome-based reports that can be translated quickly. Now, in this particular report of this committee, we, from the Secretariat, try to distinguish between the members of this committee and members of the Commission by applying capital M in the English version, which may or may not be followed in other languages, but that was one point we want to make, and if there are any inconsistency, we are open to fix any errors, and we welcome any notes to be given to us to correct any errors or inconsistency in the final report. And secondly, Mr. Chairman, we would like to recall that the Codex rules provides that when the member or a participant of the member in the Codex session has a right to have their opposition and or reservation being noted in the report when the decision was taken by the body against the position of the member concerned. In this case, we systematically refer to which member or which country it is. And I understand that this particular meeting went extremely smoothly well, and there was no decision taken and no with the reservations of certain members. In the case of paragraph 61, the member for North America informed the committee about the piece of information that could, that was, that had been provided by the chairperson of the committee whose host government belongs to that particular region. Therefore, not mentioning the North America would mislead the readers of the report, and they may start to ask why this member spoke and had access to the information that could that came from the chair of labeling committee. So to not to have this kind of embarrassing reading or interpretation, we did identify the members for North America. Otherwise, we tried to produce the shortest report possible, and we did not recognize all the time who spoke and who did not speak. And I understand that this practice is inconsistent, is consistent with the production of FAO subsidiary bodies and its governing bodies. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And indeed, it's a practice that I would really ask the members to discourage, because whatever decision taken is supposed to be an executive committee decision. The discussions that are held as executive committee discussions, and they need to reflect the collectiveness of this committee as a management committee. So much as we would like to make reference to individual members or coordinators, but I'd openly request you to resist from that temptation, and let's have collective decisions, collective discussions as an executive committee. And we are here as members of the executive committee. Having said that, we were looking at paragraphs 58 down to 63. Any other comments on those paragraphs, please? Member Africa?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I understood very well what the argument brought by the Secretary, that if you look at paragraph 62, you know, for me it's very confusing. You said first sentence, some members. Second sentence, some members pointed out. Third sentence, other members. Fourth sentence, some members. So it's really confusing. I want to see if I can recognize myself here, and if I go back to my constituency, they ask me, did you say this? What should I say? So, you know, it's really confusing, and I know that is the parties in some of FAO, so those who have the habit of being in drafting committees. But you know the fight always inside the drafting committees between some, many, others. So it's very confusing here, please.
Thank you, member for Africa. But in fact, this exactly reflects what I was trying to explain, that let's have collectiveness in the discussions, and let's have a record of which will show that it was not something someone was saying because he or she comes from a given region, but because he or she is a member of the executive committee. Of course, there are some cases where there are very peculiar issues raised from a region, and then the member or the coordinator can be recognized, but most of the discussions we are having here are discussions held as an executive committee. And in fact, this I shall also mention in the commission next week. We only sit behind the flags for the simple reason of being recognized by the chair so that you can speak. Otherwise, once we sit as a commission, we should be having in mind and also discussing issues globally. We are talking of food safety. It's a global concern. It's a human concern, and we should really resist any attempt to be very national or very regional in such a commission. And I would also ask that to be true here as an executive committee. It's like managing a company, a board of directors. We are trying to make decisions for the good of the commission. Maybe I'm not getting the right words to explain, but I hope the message is clear. Can we go to paragraphs 64 down to 72, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? 64 to 72? None. Thank you very much. Can we go to paragraph 73 down to 79, please? Coordinator Euro, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A very, very small remark regarding paragraph 75. The word basic they wrote basis instead of basic. So in the first line, the committee agreed to add the text while respecting the basic objectives. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Europe. Vice Chair Wim, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a comment on paragraph 76. an important paragraph, and the way it is written, I don't think that it will, that it does not fully reflect what we have discussed and proposed. When we discussed it in the working group, the other night, then we agreed upon to insert the reference to the global strategy by saying that it was fully appropriate to refer to the general policies and strategies of both parents' organizations, for us, Codex as being a subsidiary body, but that it would not preempt or prejudge decisions to be taken by Codex and its subsidiary bodies. If you read paragraph 76, then it reflects the first, but it is not very explicit on the second element. So, Mr. Chairman, my proposal therefore is to, and I am halfway this paragraph where the sentence starts, the committee, however, agreed that it was appropriate to delete the word however, so that the sentence read, the committee agreed that it was appropriate to insert a short and specific reference to the WSO global strategy, since Codex, when elaborating standards and relevant texts, should give full consideration to resolutions and decisions of its parent organizations that are relevant within the framework of the Codex mandate. And then to add, the committee, however, recognized that this would not preempt decisions to be taken by the CAAC and its subsidiary bodies on what concrete action might be necessary. I give the English for better, but I guess this is what we had agreed upon in the group, and when I introduced this item, also have mentioned to the committee. So my proposal is to delete the word however, because that indicates a certain contradiction, which is not, and then to add an additional sentence, and I will repeat it, but I think there is room for improvement of the English. The committee, however, recognized that this would not preempt decisions to be taken by the CAC and its subsidiary bodies on what concrete actions might be necessary. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wim. And I'm sure the members agree that captures the spirit behind this discussion. Coordinator, Latin American Caribbean, please.
Discúlpeme, señor presidente, pero en realidad ese párrafo lo va a plantear el miembro de América Latina y el Caribe, porque así está referido.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quisiera apoyar la propuesta del vicepresidente Wim en relación al párrafo 76. La traducción de la expresión en inglés preempt como excluyera no es muy afortunada. Quizás sería mejor prejuiciara. Y nada más agregaría muy brevemente en el mismo párrafo un poco antes, en donde se hace referencia a la intervención de este miembro, las palabras después de América Latina y el Caribe, citando el principio de no referir trabajos concretos en la estrategia. Y una vez que terminamos con esto, tenemos una observación al párrafo 79.
Member of Latin America Caribbean, please, can you repeat your second observation on paragraph 76? It's not very clear. I mean, we couldn't really get exactly where you are making reference to.
mucho gusto, señor presidente. En donde se hace referencia al miembro de América Latina y el Caribe, después de la palabra Caribe, agregar las palabras citando el principio de no referir trabajos concretos en la estrategia. Y ya continuaría el párrafo. Expresó su temor y continuó.
Thank you, member Latin America Caribbean. Coordinator for Latin America Caribbean. Sorry? Coordinator Europe.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to go back to what the member for Latin America has just said, at least in the English translation, it came through that that they were referring, well, if I may read what they said, citing the principle not to refer to concrete works in the strategy, we should say strategic plan, because we're talking about that, and otherwise it will it might create confusion, because the other document is also strategy. Thank you.
Yeah, the Secretariat, we have actually made that correction. Coordinator Latin American Caribbean, then Vice Chairman.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nos quisiéramos referir al párrafo 79. Quisiéramos, para reflejar más adecuadamente lo que se discutía.
Excuse me, Coordinator, before you go to 79. Vice Chairman, you had something on 76?
Maybe just for clarification, Mr. Chairman, the member for Latin America has referred to the principle not to refer to work already undertaken. Has that now been inserted in this paragraph? I'm a little bit confused. Can you clarify this, Mr. Chairman?
It's concrete. Maybe the secretary can read the paragraph as it reads now. Secretary, please.
I have been listening to interpretation, so it might sound, again, different when I write, say it's again interpreted back to Spanish. The insertion proposed was the citing the principle of not referring to concrete works of the strategic plan. Citing the principle of not referring to concrete works in the strategic plan. This is what is shown on my notes. Thank you.
And we recalled there was that intervention. Vice Chairman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for this clarification. When we went as working group on Wednesday night, indeed, we had a discussion on several topics, and that was raised by the coordinator of and the member of Latin Americas, whether when we refer to work already undertaken by Codex, whether this should be inserted in the new strategic plan. That is true. We discussed it. And we explained it that you have concrete action and concrete action. Whether it is indeed a concrete standard, you should not do that. But when there are areas of work, nutrition or antimicrobial resistance, which is already undertaken, but this is seen as more as new areas of work. And so we said, we can insert these references to nutrition work, to antimicrobial resistance, because we see their scope for future work. And Mr. Chairman, I would be very reluctant to insert in paragraph 76 this element of whether or not the principle of not inserting concrete work, let's say work already undertaken, should be included in the strategic plan, because it is very complex and it is confusing and it is let's say, it makes the message in this paragraph as it should read less clear. So I certainly would not do that. So I recommend to the executive committee not to insert that element of the principle of inserting concrete work in the strategic plan. This is a little bit of a side element. And the concrete issue at stake is, yes, we should give due regard to the general policies of our parent organizations. And yes, this does not preempt decisions of what we should do in terms of real action. This is the message, Mr. Chairman, and I'm very concerned to dilute it with other elements that are a little bit secondary. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson Wim. And, this is a record of what was discussed in the room. And appreciating that you did discuss it in the working group, and if it did not appear in the report of the working group, and here it's a member who is drawing attention to what was presented, then I'm inclined to support the addition as it was raised in this room. Coordinator Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're just a little bit intrigued by the insertion of the word in principle, because, I mean, the principle, the word principle, citing the principle, not to refer, because from what we recall, they said considered on principle. It's not a principle, but on principle. I think there is a slight difference there. And at least that's what we see in also the non-paper that we received in this paragraph 1.5 in the comments given by Sisilak, considered on principle and not a principle. There is no principle.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe, for drawing that to our attention. And you see, it's we are citing what the member said. And if what he said, maybe again is the question of the language, but on principle and in principle are different things. So if it's what is in the submitted text is on principle, then we go by what was submitted. And we hopefully that's exactly what was read in the room. I'm inclined to stop discussion on this paragraph, and I would welcome discussions on the other paragraphs, please. Member, Latin American Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, con su permiso y en el espíritu de cooperación que caracterizó al grupo de trabajo que establecimos, si se vuelve un asunto tan serio para el vicepresidente Banek y causa confusión en la delegación de Europa, ¿podría retirar la petición que hice? Estaba tratando de armonizar lo que en efecto se dijo aquí en la sala con lo que aparece en el reporte, pero si de verdad se cree que crea confusión sobre un tema adicional, podemos retirarlo, siempre y cuando entiendo yo que la decisión es hacer el agregado que sugirió el presidente Wim Van Eck y en la versión en español cambiar la palabra excluyera por prejuiciara. Gracias, señor presidente.
So, member Latin American Caribbean, now can you be clear to us? Because it's a statement attributed to what you said. So if you are willing, we delete, then we can remove it. Thank you very much. And then the edition is deleted and the paragraph remains. Any observation on the other paragraphs, please? Coordinator, Latin American Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. Mi comentario está relacionado con el párrafo 79. Durante esta parte de la discusión, Latinoamérica y el Caribe se refirió, entre otras cuestiones, a los límites máximos de residuos y al problema que planteaban para los países en desarrollo. En función de eso, sugeriría que al terminar el párrafo 79 se agregara en particular para los límites de residuos de plaguicidas. Terminar esa oración y a continuación sugeriríamos agregar en función de lo que fue los comentarios subsiguientes que el subcomité expresó que sería necesario que FAO OMS realizaran un workshop internacional para abordar todos los aspectos implicados en esta temática con la participación de todos los sectores involucrados. Y ahí terminaría la oración.